Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I even know that. I can't hear it, but I know. You used to call me on the cell phone. And when you need my love.
Just want you guys to know that ever since, you know, they stopped with these bots, seems like someone's listeners have dropped and someone's just as hot as he was this past decade. But I'll let you determine.
That's called new music vibe. That's it.
Okay. All right. Look, we can call it what we want, but I do know it's also referred to as sustained success. But yesterday, speaking of sustained success, was the Hall of Fame game. Not only is it the first opportunity for us to see professional football, it is an opportunity for us to honor those that have blessed us with their skill. Yesterday had just four members: Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, Sterling Sharp, and hazel-eyed Eric Allen, as we refer to him because of his very, very vampire-esque that Leroy admitted to not being able to focus on the field when lined up against him. Those were the four people to make it yesterday. These names that I'm about to list right now are names that are eligible for the class of 2026. I'm going to go ahead and name some of these, and you guys let me know.
All right.
Let's start with a few players that are eligible for the first time. And, you know, a couple of these are no-brainers. But let's start off with Drew Brees. You think Drew Brees gets in on the first time?
Yep.
All right, yes. Vlad, anything? Yes. You said yes?
Yes.
Feel that. I wouldn't necessarily doubt if he gets in on the first try, for sure. I think he deserves it, too, you know. Let's see. Another first-timer here that we have. Jason Witten. What do you guys think of Jason Witten?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
He's one of those guys that's had consistency for an extended number of years. Probably a lot more importance to that Dallas Cowboys success than people were giving credit for, because they always talk about the quarterback.
Well, I mean, he was important for Romo's success.
Yeah.
He is fourth all-time in career receptions, trailing only Tony Gonzalez among tight ends.
And I think the stint he did with the Monday Night Football probably helped him out as well.
True. He's second among tight ends in receiving yards, and that's good for 20th overall. The class continues. Is there like a certain number they can only get? Because this is a tough class, I'm not going to lie to you.
Go.
There's like four or five players that can get in.
Oh, man, that's going to be rough. Larry Fitzgerald. How about that one?
Yeah. He's in. He get in before Witten.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He'll join Aeneas Williams as the only two Hall of Famers to play most or all of their career with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Aeneas, he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, but he played his whole career with the Cardinals.
That's
what it's saying. Yeah.
I'm saying he's from New Orleans.
Oh, he's from the NL. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh man. So that's my homeboy, and you know. Some people in my family know his family, and we played him in the playoffs, and I knocked him out.
Oh, that's Aeneas Williams is who you talk about?
No. So it was the 98 season. We played them in the divisional playoffs. Played the Cardinals in the divisional playoffs, and I was going to the corner of the end zone. He was coming up, and we both dropped our heads at the same time. And I think he went night-night.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you watch the highlights, you'll see him get a Caesar salad.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Caesar salad. Tasty right
Give
now.
Me a, you don't remember Martin? Give me a Caesar salad and a bus pass and a Twizzler.
Can't go wrong with Twizzlers. You're making me hungry right now.
What about this one here? Frank Gore.
Frankie G, personally.
He should get for his sheer longevity and production. I think, is he second or third in all-time rushing?
He is third. The only two players who have
Emmitt
more. Emmitt and Walter.
Yeah, so he's in. He's in. You can't be.
What's the number? Is he at 15?
He's at 16.
Oh, yeah, he's in. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
16,000 career rushing yards. He's third place behind.
This is a hard class, bro.
Bro. And
but really, the more names you mention, the farther down the line I'm pushing with.
That's what I'm starting to realize.
Because you gave it to us so soon. Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. Is he not?
And does he deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? I think so.
See, I don't think if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, it don't matter when.
I kind of do.
Well, I mean, look, it don't matter when until every year comes by, and you're always on the outside.
No, but so you think that first ballot means something more than?
Yeah, because I think first ballot means there's not even a thought about it. Like, you just say the person's name, and then
I just look at it as Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. They don't say he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. They just say he was a Hall of Famer, which is one of the reasons why T.O. got so upset.
Right.
That they just kept him out just because.
While Randy was first ballot immediately. Like, there's something about that. It's just like, you know how the players want to be the highest paid player, even if it's for 1 hour. They just want to be able to say they were the highest paid player in their position for that 1 hour.
I got you.
Marquise Pouncey. What do you think of that one?
No.
Okay. Phillip Rivers.
Wow.
I'm going to say this.
It'd be interesting.
Because of the class?
It'd be interesting.
I'm going to say no.
But it'd be interesting.
But he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
It'd be very interesting if both those quarterbacks got in the Hall of Fame the same year.
Yeah, because
because
one replaced the other.
One was drafted to replace the other, and the other had to find a different place to resurrect his career, and it did. And it worked out for everyone except for Phillip, because he never won a ring. But he probably just had another child right now, as I just said.
As we're talking right now.
Oh, yeah.
As I just said.
Bolo tie and childbearing. Having kids.
Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer, though, and I think they probably
he's a Hall of Famer, but we're trying to say if he's gonna get in next year.
I don't know if he's gonna get in next year, bro.
He ain't gonna get in next year. Not if Drew Brees gets in, because you're basically saying that Drew Brees had a better career than
Because he got the Super Bowl ring and he's got those yards, bro. He's like second to Brady in yards.
Yeah.
Now look, these are the ones that are kind of easy. Those were supposed to be the easy, potentially first ballot Hall of Famers. Don't forget the 12 finalists who fell short of the class last year, which is Luke Kuechly, Eli Manning, Steve Smith, Fred Taylor, Adam Vinatieri, Reggie Wayne, Terrell Suggs.
Hold on. All right. There's a lot of great names there, but a lot of the players that you just said from last year is not getting in.
Yeah.
Larry's getting in before Reggie. Larry's getting in before Steve Smith Sr.
And I think that's how they're going to do it.
Right?
That's how they're going to do it. Because when they talk about Eli Manning, you have to put Eli Manning before you put Phillip Rivers in.
Right.
See, but now, doesn't that go where you say it doesn't matter if you're a first ballot or you're not a first ballot? But then someone, for example, like Reggie Wayne is going to get skipped and skipped and skipped and skipped, because every year there's going to be that one candidate that's first ballot, to the point where Reggie Wayne, God forbid, you know, I think he's in good health, but let's say he, you know, passes away for some reason while he's waiting for his name to be called because he wasn't first ballot. That's to me where, like, that's where it matters. Not necessarily, like you said, whenever we're first to it, they're like, hey, this
is what I would say. Here's what I would say. In these moments, when you start thinking about who should be in the Hall of Fame or not, you have to measure them up against their contemporaries. And if one of your contemporaries is up that was better than you, he got to go before you. Now, what happens at wide receiver is a hard position to get in. It just is. because nowadays the numbers are skewed, right? And so when you look at some of these guys that have 10,000 yards, right, which, you know, in the 90s, that was a great benchmark. But you look at how long it took a guy like Art Monk to get in, right? You look at some of those guys, and it took a while for them to get in. So I think it has nothing to do with what they've done. But wide receiver seems to be the hardest position to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's a certain number you have to hit with wide receivers and running backs. Like, I think with wide receivers is if you hit the 14,000, 15,000, both of them actually, if you hit the 14,000, 15,000 mark, it's very hard to hold you back from the Hall of Fame. Clearly, sometimes how you act off the field kind of delays or furthers your
or placement. What you're doing in your post NFL career, because a lot of guys get in because they're doing TV and right. They're in everybody's, you know, face every weekend.
But there's one running back I'm going to say that I think should get in, even though I think Frank Gore should get in automatically. But Fred Taylor should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's been out for the longest. So if Frank Gore gets in, that's because he did exactly what he was supposed to be in the third.
Well, see, Fred Taylor has more of the accomplishment that you thought was a guarantee to get in.
Right.
So he's got like 11. What's he got? 11, 12,000?
No, he's got more than that. He's got 12,000. I think he's got like 12,500. So
I feel so bad. The chat is like, yo, poor Reggie Wayne is somewhere enjoying the pina colada, and I just killed him off. I'm just saying, like, this whole first ballot thing.
No, he has 11,000. You're right, Leroy. He has 11,000. But 11 should get
you. So that's
you in.
Just over. I mean, when you think of the guys getting in, I mean, Frank Gore got 5,000 more yards.
Crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So you can't, as much as I think, and keep in mind, as much as I think Fred Taylor is a Hall of Famer, right, as those numbers, as you start separating from other Hall of Famers, so when another guy retires and he comes up and he got 14,000, you got to put him in before Fred Taylor.
So a lot
of it has to do with, okay, if he's the only running back that's on the list right now, and you go, oh, okay, 11,000, then you start looking at that number. But that's the same thing with quarterback. Like, you can't put Drew Brees, you can't put Phillip Rivers before you put in Drew Brees.
You can't, and you can't put Phillip Rivers in before Eli Manning.
Right.
So Marcus, you're right. This next year's class is going to be very difficult because there's a lot of great players from this year's class that should have got in, or at least finalists that should have got in. And now if you look at the numbers, like I'm saying, Larry Fitzgerald's numbers is going to move Reggie Wayne and Steve Smith Jr.'s.
Right.
I mean, Steve Smith Sr.'s numbers
down. It's going to move them back.
Jason Witten's going to be looked upon. Tight ends and receivers are kind of put in the same category in a certain way.
Right.
So then you look at the running back, 16,000 is hard.
Vlad, the bad part about this is, and this is why I say if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. The bad part about this is, as time goes on, the numbers don't look as good with other guys doing the same stuff. So now when you have some of these receiving tight ends coming in putting 12,000, 13,000, then you go back and look at Winton's numbers and you're like, okay, right? And so, like, that's why I try not to separate, you know, first time versus not, because you either are or you aren't. And while we don't believe all these guys are Hall of Famers, there are certain guys that you feel are more Hall of Fame worthy than some of the guys that we mentioned, so it kind of pushes them a year later.
There's actually some other names that are on this list. I gave you the first ballot, and I gave you those who fell short last year. There's some people in the first year of eligibility that are also going to give some of these names a run for their money. We have Geno Atkins, Steven Gostkowski.
No.
The kicker?
LeSean. Yeah. LeSean McCoy?
No, Shady's not getting in.
Shady's not going to get in.
Hall of very good.
He was an all-around player, but you can't put up his numbers to some of the guys. You can't put his numbers up.
His numbers are not better than Fred.
Right.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen's not getting in before Jason Witten.
He's not getting in before Witten.
Julian Edelman.
No.
No.
And Thomas Davis.
No, he's not getting in before his own teammate, Luke Kuechly.
And then anyone else is like old people, like a Marshall Yanda or like a, I don't know who a Mike Lupati is. Lupati, I don't know.
No one.
Nope.
But I think so if Adam Vinatieri is not in, tough. There's no way Gostkowski's not in.
So if you're a voter, right, and you're looking at these guys that are up, and you either look at the guys that are just getting in or the guys that didn't get in, right? You're now comparing the new guys with the guys who aren't in or the guys who just got in. And it's unfortunate, but it pushes a lot of them out of the mix, especially at positions like quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Now, the hardest position, I think, And I think they almost treat it as the easiest, is when you talk about offense and defensive linemen. Defensive linemen, you can do sacks. But offensive linemen, all you can do is Pro Bowls and All-Pro. So when you look at a guy that, oh, he's been a All-Pro 5 times and a Pro Bowler, 10 times, then that's the numbers that you use for these offensive linemen.
Well, it's going to be a hard class for sure. We are going to keep an eye on it as it continues to progress. And in the meantime, you're looking to have some fun and you are looking to attend one of the biggest events in the world, that is seeing Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Only one show has an opportunity to do it. And actually, it's only one station, I should say. And that's right here, 560 WQAM. If you are interested in doing that, all you have to do is open up the Odyssey app and listen to our very own 560 for at least an hour. Very simple. All you have to do is listen to it for at least an hour for an opportunity to win. All of these entries include round trip airfare and a stay at the Venetian in Las Vegas, which has already been confirmed by Leroy that he loves it, even though he's actually never been there.
I've stayed in a lot of casinos. I've never stayed in the Venetian, and I'm not sure. I think no, because where we stayed for the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, because they built a little tent city, because it was so packed. We stayed at the MGM. We just walked right across the street to the tent city.
Well, the benefit of staying at the Venetian Resort is that it's directly connected to the Sphere. So don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Tobin and Leroy.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.